Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm holding something in my hands. Hint, it's a tool. Once it might have been considered futuristic, but now there's one in every toolbox. It's a hammer. Now that same practicality is available in another tool. One you might think is futuristic, but isn't. Genetic testing for commercial cattle. Use it to help make smarter decisions about selection, breeding, and marketing. Genetic testing is just a tool. Use it to build a better herd. Get started with Zoetis at beefgenetics.com.
At the Oklahoma State Capitol, the battle over water in western Oklahoma has come front and center. Steve Thompson, Vice President of Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, says there's a couple of measures agricultural groups are paying close attention to.
There's a few water-related things affecting the rest of the state, but truly the ground zero there comes from western Oklahoma and the predominant bill that we've talked about most all day, every day, the first 2 weeks, comes from southwest Oklahoma that is aimed at the upper Red River Basin, which is southwest Oklahoma, kind of from I-40 down to the Red River, more or less, and that would completely rewrite the way Oklahoma water law works. And it has some very dangerous implications as written that would take away some groundwater property rights, particularly in the northern end of that basin, and commingle some of that with surface water rights, which we handle totally differently. However, we've had tremendous conversations with the author of that bill, his good friend, Senator Brent Howard from Altus, and feel like that's truly a work in progress. Agriculture and oil and gas were very worried about the implications that the bill as originally proposed, but that's part of the process. Sit down with all the players and work through some of that. And we have a lot of ideas that are still being explored. And some of the other bills by Dr. Carl Newton from Cherokee tie into some similar things about water metering and measurement and trying to gauge, how much water are we using? Our permitted wells, irrigation, other things. They are permitted for a certain amount of water.
We've never had meters really mandated before.
That's correct. That would be a big change.
On the eastern side of the state, there's also some protections needed for poultry producers dealing with groundwater.
Well, that's really, truly some of our proactive focus because, as you know, Ron, it feels like our growers have been attacked in the courts off and on for the last couple of decades and not as much through legislative policymaking where really the decisions need to lay. And that's some of the things we're tackling this year. There's a proposal that we're working with Representative David Hardin from Northeast Oklahoma to advance that would create what we think are very simple, straightforward, common sense liability protections for poultry growers who are operating in accordance with the law. The Department of Agriculture mandates a nutrient management plan for how they handle their poultry litter, how they apply it, how they store it, how they move it around in and out of a watershed.
Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. It's National FFA Week and the celebration of the blue and gold happening across the country. I would encourage you to support that local FFA chapter. Former members of FFA celebrating on social media about what the organization has done for them. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 22nd. They'll be offering 51,455 head. You can watch the sale live on YouTube, SLA TV live stream, a Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's the latest agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.